This goes to Dr. David Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Corinne, it's Corrinne Bertram, Bertram. Date of birth is 12/10/1935. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mrs. Bertram, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels starting in July of 2021. The patient was hospitalized in July of 2021 for severe dyspnea and cough, and she reports that her chest x-ray showed pneumonia. She had community-acquired pneumonia of the right upper lung and also acute exacerbation of congestive heart failure. She also was dehydrated and had hyponatremia at the time of hospitalization. She was admitted on 7/26/21 and discharged 7/28/21. She's feeling better. She's not coughing up any sputum. She does have chronic dyspnea on exertion, but it's not worse and not it's stable at this point. No dyspnea at rest, no orthopnea, no PND. She does have chronic back pain, and she had been using buffered aspirin, regular strength, two tablets twice a day. And she's been using those for many years and probably hasn't reported that, thinking they were safe and over-the-counter. But so she's been exposed to chronic NSAID use for many years. So that could also be contributing toward the worsening of her kidney function. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no chest pain or palpitations, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. She did have an echocardiogram done February 3rd of 2021, and that showed her ejection fraction to be 60 to 65%. She had a normal right ventricle. It was non-dilated. Left atrium was moderately dilated, but the right atrium was normal. There was mild left ventricular hypertrophy also, and calcified and thickened mitral valve leaflets with some mild regurgitation. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, low back pain that she used the aspirin for, type 2 diabetes, diet controlled, fibromyalgia, allergic rhinitis, history of goiter and current hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, Barrett's esophagus, gout, hiatal hernia, a documented history of nephritis due to autoimmune disease, congestive heart failure, broken heart syndrome, intermittent hyponatremia, left breast carcinoma, eosinophilic ulcerative colitis currently in remission, hyperlipidemia, dry eye syndrome. Past surgical history, she's had an appendectomy, bladder suspension, a left mastectomy, with left breast reconstruction, and then 10 years after the reconstruction, the implant was removed. And cardiac catheterization in around 2010 without stent placement, bilateral cataract removal, colonoscopies and EGDs, cystocele repair, hernia repair, total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salping oophorectomy, tonsillectomy. Social history. The patient is married, lives with husband. She's retired. She has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, cancer, stroke, myocardial infarction, seizures, and hearing loss. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. physical examination. Her height is 60 inches, weight 130, pulse 80, and blood pressure 146/78. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 19th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.47 with estimated GFR 32. October 31st, 2021, creatinine 1.44. July 28th, 2021, creatinine 1.16. This was during hospitalization. July 26th, when she was admitted, creatinine was 1.48. July 13th, 2021, creatinine 1.49. 6/23/21, creatinine is 1.29. 2/17/2021, creatinine 1.32. 10/20/2020, creatinine is 1.63. And most recently, January 19th, 2022, her albumin is slightly low, 3.4, calcium 9.5, sodium 139, potassium is 4.5, carbon dioxide 29. And her most recent hemoglobin was done 7/27/21, 10.4, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-standing exposure to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents. The patient was not aware that those were toxic, and she will be discussing alternative pain treatment with you. She should avoid all NSAIDs and also should taper off the aspirin as quickly as possible. She does report that plain acetaminophen does not help. We've asked her to follow a low-salt diet and limit fluid intake to 56 ounces in 24 hours. She will get labs this month and then every 3 months thereafter, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 months. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.